Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Following On podcast, where England have levelled the series. Yes, they have. It's 1-1 after a thriller in Pune. Well, certainly a thrilling run chase by England. I'm Mark Nicholas, and over the next 25 minutes or so, we'll have Darren Goff, Steve Harmison and Alex Tudor with me dissecting all the major talking points of the day. Great 100 by KL Rahul and other good batting from India, but completely eclipsed by Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes. They put on 175 in 18 overs and 5 balls. England waltzed home, 337 for 4. Plenty of time to spare, and Liam Livingstone left an imprint on the game with the way he dealt with a momentary crisis, brushed it aside, and gave a sparkle to England's victory. We're going to get all the reaction from both camps. Yes, you're listening to Following On here on TalkSport 2. I love that music. I paused because I was sort of expecting it to come in again with a bit of vol. But, you know, here we go. That's it, see? Love it. Huh. Speak up, Harmison, what do you say?
It sounds better when you win.
Well, anything not to have to look at me dancing to it. Steve, let's start with you. That really was a day and a half. And the reason I'm starting with you, because you said before play that as far as you're concerned, you know, one day cricket is all about fours and sixes.
Yeah, fours and sixes, absolutely. You want to see, you know, a belting pitch. Good bowlers will always find a way. Bad bowling will get punished. And explosive batting will come to the fore and people will be royally entertained. We're sitting 17 floors up in the news building and there's a man on the screen, Ben Stokes, talking to the world media, and boy, did he entertain. It was phenomenal, some of the sixes he hit in that middle period. Johnny Bairstow as well, Jason Roy. I tell you what, the one thing I will say about Jason Roy's innings, which I was so pleased at, because as question marks come all the time about Roy and the shorter format and everything, he had to work very, very hard in that first 5 overs. Bhuvneshwar Kumar bowled brilliantly in that, and he asked questions of Roy, and Roy overcome that, come out the other side, got a score, got England off to a start, and for me, that was the foundation of where England got to. And I think Wednesday night would have been in the dressing room and the dugout's mind saying, we're not going to make that mistake again. We're not going to let this slip, and we're going to make sure we go 1-1.
Well, I reckon, Goffey, that Wednesday would have really hurt, because England are better than that and they know that, and they kind of had that game too, didn't they?
Yeah, you could have a bad gamer, but I think what would have disappointed England the other night was they got into an unbelievable position to win it. They'd done all the hard work. Bairstow and Roy had played well. They put on the good partnership. It was just the in-game management that made some bad choices. Then the middle order fell away and we ended up losing a game we should have won. Credit to India. Listen, they found a way back. They had a debutant come on, Prasida Krishna, who came back. Showed terrific heart and got some extra bounce in his second spell. But you know something, that performance today, though, was outstanding. If there's ever a lesson and how to chase 336, I mean, I must admit at half-time, I thought India were well favourites for that game. I thought they were favourites with those runs on the target after winning the other night. But they've absolutely walked it, mate.
They got it with six it. Overs and three balls to spare.
They've walked it. If Stokes and Bairstow would have been there, they'd have won with 10 to spare. 11 to spare. That's how dominant they've been today, England. They've absolutely thrashed India. And talking about, everybody's always feared England anyway. On their day, they can chase any target. But they've proved once again in 50-over cricket that brand of cricket will frighten everyone. Because no matter what you get, you've got a batting lineup which is not at its strongest there, that can chase anything.
I've got to stop you, right? Because there's a fascinating graphic come up on the screen, the television screen, and it has a whole bunch of England's highest run chases. And every single one of them is since Owen Morgan changed the way the team thought back in 2015. Every one of them since then. The first, that famous game against New Zealand in 2015, after the World Cup had sort of been blown, if you like, in Australia. And then they came back to England and played fantastic in that series against New Zealand. Every other run chase, the highest, have been since then. There must have been 10 of them, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things on that. Owen Morgan, obviously, that's the brand of cricket he wanted to play. That's the brand of cricket he plays as an individual. And obviously, the experience of seeing people playing the IPL, I think that has been the biggest decider in this. But you see how players are playing. You've seen England players now are getting to play in the IPL and getting their opportunities and seeing other players from other countries the way they play. And it works the other way now, because there'll be teams watching England players now, watching Jason Roy and Josh Butler and Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow, and thinking, hang on a minute here. This is why England are special. This is why the World Cup champions. We've got to do something, because we cannot get 336 and be thinking they're going to walk it with six overs to spare, which they actually have done today. They walked it. Absolute walked it.
Big L, you do a lot of coaching. What effect does this have on kids?
Well, definitely the effect that they want to get involved. I mean, the kids at my school at Kim Bolton, they thoroughly enjoy watching England play in the white ball format of the game. They absolutely love it. And the way that the guys go about it, hats off to Owen Morgan, as Goffey said, that's the brand of cricket he wanted, and that's what he's got. And he trusts these group of players. And as you say, that's why we're world champions in this format of the game, because the boys come hard. And yes, you're going to get days like Wednesday when they come a copper, and that happens. But as Harmy said, you know, they ain't going to make the mistake twice. And the way they went about it is how you chase down a big total. And I don't even think 400, Mark, to be fair, would have been enough today. I have to say, though, the bowling on both sides was not great.
No,
let's not kid about it. The bowling was poor. I just think there's too many change up, and I'm like, you got to get your Yorker in, have a good bumper, have a good slow ball, yes, but I think there's too many in different deliveries. Bowl your best delivery. And Goffey was an exponent of the Yorker and slower ball, and I just think we do too much of this slower bumper and cutters. And if the wicket need you to bowl cutters, then do it. But if it's skidding on, why are you bowling cutters? You know, but anyway, that's just another scenario. That's just me going on. But fantastic from England. And as you say, it's all set up for Sunday for a fantastic game.
It's not an easy job bowling in this cricket, is it? Let's be honest. I agree. I'm not in any way contradicting you. But it is not easy. Increasingly, these batsmen and these bats are sending the ball massive distances, but so often it seems so easy to mishit a six. And my goodness, you get a flat pitch and there doesn't seem any way to win as far as a bowler's concerned.
No, none whatsoever. And again, you look at Kumar, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, he's bowled beautifully in this series. But during that middle passage of play there was a time when Stokes and Bairstow were going. I think they've got 85 and 5 overs. No bowler in the world bowls in that. When you're in that mood, no bowler in the world bowls well in that situation. It's just, this is the way the modern game is. And the modern day is going. But amateurs, yeah, you bowl your best ball. I think you've got to have options as a captain. And I think not having that sixth option for Virat Kohli has not cost him the game. But I think I think not having that six does it helps so much. That's why Ben Stokes is huge for England, because he gives the captain options. It doesn't mean there's pressure that this bowler has to bowl his allotted 10, and I think that helps as well.
I think what you need in that situation, Mark, and it is, it's not easy bowling on these pitches when the ball's skidding on, and you've got to get your plans right and your field settings right and everything that goes with it. But what you need is special talent bowlers. You need Bumrah. someone who's a natural wicket taker, got an unbelievable Yorker, got a great slower ball, got a good bumper. Or you've got England, you've got Geoffrey Archer, you've got Mark Wood, you've got Ollie Stone, who have got something different or a little bit quicker. Our bowling attack today, and we said this at the start, which was a bit of concern, and it was the right thing, obviously, for England to chase, because we gave our bowlers the best opportunity to bowl when the ball was moving around a little bit and it was a bit harder. Once it started skidding on, none of that Indian bowling lineup looked like they were going to bowl England out.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what I'd say with the game plan you've just mentioned before, where teams might be looking at England and looking at England's game plan, yeah, this bat for 40 overs and go and try and get as much as you can off the last 10, where India's gone, I don't think that works now. No, that batting first, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, because when you know your target, you're chasing. England could have chased 400 there. England, if England had batted properly and not screwed up on Wednesday night, England could have chased 400 on Wednesday night. Yeah. Yeah. So this, the times are changing. Mm. And I think the game plan of the team that bats first has got to change.
Yeah, it worked the other night. But as you rightly said, Harmy, I totally agree. It's changed. You can't have that period of the first 10 overs or so, and they're just saying
against
50
England.
For none.
Against England. It's only England that play that brand at the minute.
Yeah. They let Moeen Ali and Adil Rashid bowl. They've let Moeen Ali's bowled 10 overs of 47. 10 over 47. He hasn't spun a ball. You know, England have let India have absolutely annihilated Kuldeep Yadav and absolutely annihilated Kunal Pandya. So, you know, that's the difference. Just waiting for the last 10 overs, for me, the game plans have got to change if you're going to play against England, because England is so strong chasing.
From England's point of view, four bowlers shy of the side that won the World Cup. So, Liam... Oh, wait a minute. We'll come back to that subject, because here's Virat Kohli with Murali Kartik.
Our lines and lengths were really good, but still England found a way to get that 100 in partnership, and we hardly got any chances, come our way. And then... I thought they batted brilliantly well tonight. It was, yes, we did not execute some things that we wanted to, but that was some of the most amazing batting you're going to see while chasing a total. So you have to give credit where it's due, and tonight they totally blew us away with that partnership of Johnny and Ben Stokes. We didn't even have a chance throughout that partnership, and that's how good they were together, and they thoroughly deserve to win.
Yeah, absolutely. 317 a couple of nights ago, and the same bowling lineup defended it in style. And today, 336, more runs, and with 6.3 run overs to spare, where do you think it went? Or was the wicket better? What else could you have done?
I don't think the dew played played any role in the second half at all. It wasn't a factor at all. The ball wasn't difficult to hold. Yes, you could say the wicket settles down a little bit more under lights, but that's no excuse, because we have done it a couple of nights ago. We have defended a total. But as you rightly said, when two of the best teams in the world are up against each other, you know, one of them is gonna come out on top convincingly. Last time around, we came back into the game and totally, you know, dominated from the time we got our first couple of wickets. And then tonight, we know how England can play. And once they get on a roll and with the kind of intent they have, it's very difficult to bounce back into the game, especially if they give you no chances at all as well. So tonight was a case of, yes, as I said, lack of execution at different stages of the lines and lengths. We could have bowled through those middle overs, but at the same time, they gave us nothing at all during that partnership, which is quite rare if you play with that strike rate and give no chances. It has to be a display of quality batting, and as I said, they deserve to be winning convincingly tonight.
Any reasons why Hardik Pandya wasn't used in the last two ODIs? Yes, you won the last one. But today, when the others were going for a few runs, could he have been used? Because you did use him in the T20s.
Yes, we did. We need to manage his body as well going forward. We need to understand where we need his skill sets with the ball, along with, you know, the kind of batting skills he brings onto the field. So we did utilize him in the T20s, but the ODIs, you know, it's a bit of workload management as well. We do have, test cricket as well in future in England. So we want to make sure that we have Hardik Pandya fit and his body going strong in the next few months as well, because he's going to be a very important factor in our squad in all formats of the game. It's just about managing his workloads, and throughout the T20 series, he bowled regularly.
Hitting in the modern game has gone to a different degree. You see big boundaries and everyone's clearing it by a handsome margin. Happy with the way KL Rahul and Rishabh Pant batted for you?
Yeah, I think it was brilliant. Again, we lost two wickets early on, 37 for two. we needed to string in a partnership, and that happened with KL and myself, and then KL carried on and got a big score. You know, really, really happy for him. He's playing well. He's hitting the ball nicely again. And then Rishabh, I think, changed the game there, took the momentum away. We were actually thinking if we get to 300, it'll be a great effort from there, but then getting those 35 extra runs was purely down to, you know, his counter-attack and then Hardik finishing off strongly as well. So very pleased with all these young guys stepping up in difficult situations and doing the job every game. But as I said, look, some of the days it comes off when you're defending, some of the days it doesn't, and tonight wasn't our night, and it was England's, and as you rightly said, it's set up for a nice decider day after tomorrow.
Personally, you're a 100-making machine, but you're getting to those 60s and 70s. What do you think? You've played enough. Nobody needs to teach you any batting, but personally, as a top sports person, does it sometimes frustrate you? Oh, I'm not getting to the kind of hundreds I generally get to?
I never played for 100 in my life. That's probably the reason why I ended up getting so many in such a little time, because I never focused on them. And I'll continue to play this way till the end of my career as well. It's all about contributing for the team's cause. If the team doesn't win and you get a three-figure mark, it means nothing to me. So along the way, if you get across a milestone, it's nice. It's a nice thing to achieve, but you're not going to sit back at the end of your career and look at numbers. It's about how you played the game, and that's more important to me, and I'll continue to, you know, put in my 120% on the field for my team, whether it's with the bat or in the field.
Anything you would like to change for the next game, or is it too early to say?
I don't think so. I think we both teams will be optimistic. We'll come in here and try to take the game forward, and people love watching that. So, you know, you have to be better than the opposition on the day. When you're playing, top two sides are playing each other, it's about who's better on the night, and it's happened in the first two games, and the T20 series was a decider as well, the last game. So, yeah, we're surely going to try and bring our A game day after tomorrow.
It sets up for a crackerjack of the last game. Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Virat.
Right, I'm going to pick up, but we're going to listen to Joss Butler in a minute as well. I think he's going to come forward at some stage. I just want to go back to this England attack. Liam Plunkett, okay, not picked. But Chris Wokes, Jofra Archer, Mark Wood, all, well, they're not picked either. but Plunkett's not even a part of the thinking anymore. So that's quite a big turnaround of quality one-day cricket bowlers. If we're honest, the current makeup of the attack probably isn't good enough to sustain the number one position in the world, is it?
Not for me at the attack the way it is, because I think you're missing the three you mentioned there, or three out of the four you mentioned there, are quick bowlers, fast bowlers. Liam Plunkett, you know, hits a pitch hard, bowls fast. Mark Wood, Jofra Archer, bowl fast. I think you elevate one of them into the side, it's a different bowling attack. If you took maybe a Tom Curran out or a Sam Curran out, you got a Rhys Topley, different left arm torque, and make the ball bounce and swing, and you put a fast bowler in, the dynamics of this attack is then varied, and I think it's a stronger attack. But any attack will miss the likes of Wood or Archer, especially the pace they've got.
I think for me, when you have Wokes in these conditions, would have been an handful. Not so much the test matches, but obviously you've seen in the one day as it's done a little bit.
Hang on, boys, because here's Joss. I think we can pick him up straight away.
And delighted that we continue to commit to the fashion that we want to play our cricket.
You mentioned that you were happy that you restricted them to 336. You felt that they could have got more?
There's certainly stages, and you know, look how well they played in the last 10 overs. So I thought the guys in the middle overs especially did an excellent job to restrict them in that stage. Now when Rishabh Pant was going, it felt like he could get more, so that was a big wicket for us. But obviously the way the guys came out and played fantastically well, and the intent and the partnerships from the start made it a brilliant chase.
Johnny Bairstow and Jason Roy in the previous game, 135 of 14.1 overs. Slightly more controlled, would you say?
Yeah, they were, weren't they? But a fantastic opening partnership again. You know, they've been a pillar of our strength for a long period of time. Those two have been outstanding at the top of the order. Delighted for Johnny to go on and reach three figures today. He's been outstanding for us for a long period of time, and that was a top knock. And the partnership with Ben Stokes was, you know, thrilling to watch.
You yourself are one of the best strikers of the cricket ball. How was it sitting in the dugout, watching Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes going at the Indian team?
Yeah, it was brilliant. As a fellow player and as a fan, to watch the fashion that they played, some of the strokes they took, and the commitment to play in that way, especially after the last game. I know some people talked about our way and do we need to be smarter. Of course, we want to play smart at times, but we always want to commit to the fashion that we do play and the brand of cricket that we play as a side that served us so well for so long. And it's very important we continue to commit to that when the conditions are suitable.
Today, when you guys were bowling, you used the two spinners in tandem. Any thoughts behind that? Because it was much different from what happened in the first game.
Yeah, just that we felt it was a good time to get Mo and Ali into the game. To use sort of sixth bowler to give us a bit of leeway moving through the innings to not have to be making up too many overs at certain points, and it allowed us to be flexible with the seamers at the end. And Adil, they bowl well in tandem. They're obviously great friends and they enjoy bowling together. Adil's been a brilliant wicket taker and partnership breaker for us, and he obviously got the prize wicket of Virat today.
It's been a wonderful series, all formats, and again sets up for a crackerjack of a third game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We played on some good wickets here at Pune, and poised again with a winner-takes-all game at the end. So we'll look forward to that on Sunday.
Appreciate your time, Joss. Go Welsh.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yes.
Thanks.
The England captain.
Yes, Joss Butler pursuing the argument, that some people suggested we learn to play smarter, but the fact is that we're very committed, if conditions are right, to the approach that we bring to the game. So that's a fair call. Just come back to the England attack. I think it's really interesting. Owen did say that this series will allow us to look at a few people. So I don't think he's pretending it's necessarily his best side, but they're all competitors to be in the best side.
Yeah, they all are. But they all are. And I think the one thing that England haven't quite nailed is the death. And I think we've mentioned Tom Curran and the doubts that he's starting to creep into his game and in his mind. I agree with Darren. I think Wokes would have been a... And for some reason, Chris Wokes seems to have disappeared. And I'm not sure what or why that is, but a fast bowler in this unit would have been, in this team would have been, so much more special. Just on one thing, before we continue that attack, Joss Butler there, I'd give him huge credit for the way he managed them bowlers, because you haven't got that fast bowler in your armoury, so you had to keep Adil Rashid for that little bit later because he needed him to break the partnership. He didn't want to waste his 10 overs. And I thought Joss Butler captaincy was brilliant on that front, because he didn't have a quick man to get a wicket out of nothing. He had Rashid on, he kept him back for later on, and he got the prize wicket of Virat Kohli. So even though you haven't got a fast man, there's different ways to sort of go back to your innings.
One of our poor areas has been, if you look at the stats, I think it has been taking at the start, it's taking early wickets, and I think that's been one of our problems, hasn't it? But the dream attack for us still is Wokes, Archer, Wood, Stokes, Ali and Rashid. Yeah. For me, that's still our best attack, the best bowling. So you've got the options there. You've also got Root comes into it as well, who gives you a seventh option. So there's plenty there moving forward for England's strongest side. But I think with Wokes, absolutely, I agree. With the new ball now and the way India especially play, and some other teams play the India style of cricket as well, where they look to get through that first 5, 6, 7, 8 overs without taking any risks. If you've got a bowler who can put the ball in the right areas with a couple of slips in place and know he's not going to go for runs, it's a big bonus, isn't
it? Yeah, massive bonus. I'll tell you one thing as well. He's got a good Yorker on him. He bowled a really good Yorker at the back end of the innings. I know he did it when he played a bit of franchise cricket out in the IPL. He was their sort of go-to Yorker bowler, and he does that. And as Harmy says, it's a bit strange. He's sort of just gone missing. Don't know why. Can't be.
Well, he needs a good IPL. Who's he play for? Delhi.
Yeah. He missed last year's IPL.
It's whether he gets in their starting 11, isn't it? So it'll be interesting whether he gets in.
He's not going to get in their starting 11. They've got Rabada and Nokia.
Well, there you go.
Do you know what I mean? He ain't going to get in their starting 11. He's got Rabada and Nokia. So
yeah.
He's going to miss even more cricket. So, England's bowling attack is they've got options, a massive lot of options. And these guys that have bowled, you know, well at the start at this game are just putting their hat in the ring. But I think when you're looking at England's best team going forward to play the One Days in the summer and possibly the 2020s, I don't think you can go away too far away from what Darren said there with Wokes, with Wood, with Archer. Ben Stokes is your fourth seam option, and your spin twins.
Exactly. And you have to. We have also to say that India, we've got to add in Jasprit Bumrah, Mohammad Sami, Ravindra Jadeja. Mm. You know, there's plenty of options for India too. So both sides are a little bit short in the attack, and that, excuse me, might have been a reason for, as Alex Tudor said, a lower standard of bowling today than batting, for sure. We're just waiting on Johnny Bairstow, everybody. He's been chosen as man of the match, and we're hoping to get him to talk to us directly, which would be good. You know Johnny's career better than most, and he's a conundrum, because when you watch him play like he has done in these two matches, you think you have, in the top three batsmen in England with Root and Stokes, and yet the test match issue rages on. I noticed that he came out publicly the other day saying that he wanted to pursue opening in this format of the game, number four in T20 cricket and three in test match cricket. Now, he's never said that before. Well, talk about spotting an opening.
Well, do you know, so with Johnny, I said before the last game, I have seen him play some absolutely quite extraordinary innings, whether it be for Yorkshire, whether it be in the IPL, or whether it be for England. He's a fantastic talent. We talk about him a lot because we know he's good enough to get in England's team in all three formats. The question mark is, where is the best place for him? I honestly believe, deep down, he wants to keep wicket and bat seven. That's why I honestly believe. But they've gone down the Josh Butler route. He's got the golden ticket. He's going to get that opportunity. So Johnny's now going to make his way as a number three. That's the place he sees himself getting in test cricket. He's now come out and said it. T20, I still want to see him at the top of the order. When you see him play like that, the partnership with Jason Roy, I know Josh Butler played well in the T20s. I still want to see him opening the batting in all formats with a white ball. And because what we have seen the next two games, remember the World Cup, those two innings he played, back-to-back hundreds, is unbelievable. Them shots today were punches down the ground or punches over square leg on the leg side. They were proper, proper shots. And the best shot of all, well, that one is sliced over cover point on a free hit. I mean, how do you play that? I can't even describe it.
No, it's ridiculous, Goffey. But you make a great point about Johnny. I think when he tries not to hit it too hard, and he has a good base at the crease, and he just goes with his hands. I mean, he's a strong young man. That's when he's at his best. Sometimes he can overdo it, and the bat can turn in his hands, and he can hold out. But when he's on it, and he's just punching it like a boxer, like he's just there punching, I mean, he's still sailing over the boundary 80, 90 rows back and whatever. And I would like him at the top of the order. And especially when we're chasing in the 2020, I would like Butler to be floating, because he's our finisher for me. I know they like Ben doing it. I just think, as Harmy and I will harp on about it until we're blue in the face, but I would like to see him bat at three and give
who,
him more
sorry,
time.
Who bat at three?
We're talking about Ben Stokes.
T20.
I'd like to see Stokes at three.
Yeah,
as well.
for the World Cup, for the T20 World Cup.
Okay, let's not confuse, because we're talking about the one-day game. So let's switch then to the T20 World Cup for a minute. What's the batting order you want there?
So I would like... Bairstow
and Roy. Well, I think
Roy.
We're both in the same camp, aren't we? You as well?
Me, I'd go Butler, Roy, Stokes, Bairstow. That would be my first.
Sorry, four. Say that again.
Butler, Roy, Stokes, Bairstow would be my front four. I wouldn't be bothered who goes in 1-4 in that World Cup.
Butler, Roy, Stokes, Bairstow. Okay, so, thank you. Well, hang on because Johnny's ready to chat to us. Johnny.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Holding a nice prize. Well done. Extraordinary innings.
No, thanks very much. No, really pleased. Really pleased with it. Obviously, after the other evening, we got off to a really good start the other night and we're in front of the game, but unfortunately didn't go across the line. So to make sure we were across the line and chase down an even bigger score tonight is really pleasing. I think we had 7 overs left.
In your long career now, have you had a more exhilarating period in partnership with another player? I mean, 18 overs and 5 balls, you and Ben put on 175 together, at one stage scoring 87 in 5 overs. I mean, that's proper ball striking.
Yeah, well, the only thing I think I can take it back to is that morning in Cape Town in 2016 that I think that there may be a few listeners that might remember.
Yeah,
that's probably the closest thing that I'd say to it. But no, it's great because you think about it and you've obviously got Ben at the other end and then the partnership with Jason prior to that. And look, if we keep playing like that, I'm sure that people will have said a few bits about the chase the other night, but if we keep playing that brand and that game of cricket that we have done tonight and keep executing like that, well, it makes people look over their shoulder as to how many runs they need to set if we're bowling first. So then puts teams under pressure and them potentially out of their comfort zone.
Yes, that's right. It's the intimidation factor that is hard to handle for a side who doesn't know what target to set. Exactly true. You've obviously been in very spirited form yourself through this white ball period. After a funny return to the side in test matches, you went home for a break and you had to come back to the Indian spinners on ragging pitches. Very difficult. So where did you suddenly feel that you'd settled again and recovered your timing and rhythm?
I think that pink ball test match and that last test match, I'm not sure many of the top order on either side scored runs.
Exactly. Definitely not. No, I'm just interested in when...
In that pink ball game, it was the anti-spin, I reckon, that you could say that did for a lot of people. But to be really honest, like, still batting at 4 is a relatively new position for me in T20 cricket. And I'm really enjoying that. To be there at the end in 2 of the games during that series was... definitely pleasing for me. And then obviously the 3 ODIs that we have at the end of this leading on to the IPL is fantastic. So I wouldn't say there was a day where you wake up and you go, oh yeah, I feel good or whatever, because you just have to change formats. Like we've had, I think it's best part of, well, we will have had 8 games in about 2.5 weeks or something like that. Yeah. So they're coming thick and fast.
We've got Goffey here, and we were just talking about your shot off the free hit, the low full toss that went over cover. Goffey, now I know that Goffey isn't Bradman, but he said he just doesn't know how you do that.
yeah, neither do I, to be honest, Daz. That's probably the best way of describing it. I think that over a period of time, you're trying to develop your game in ways, aren't you? And we saw how the Indians executed their wide Yorkers in the T20 series pretty well. And we also realise how other teams may potentially try and bowl us, especially at the death. So trying to utilise the skill sets that you've got and manipulate them into counteracting what potential plans may be going forward, I think is an important part because the game is ever evolving. So... there was a couple like that in South Africa. So it's something that I have tried to work on a bit, but you can't really practice it too much, to be honest with you. It's more instinct.
Yeah. I don't want to keep you too long, but I am interested what happens in a dressing room when you collect having just conceded 336. You know you've got 337 to win. Have you noticed throughout your career that over time now, with all the things that have changed in cricket, mainly the 2020 run chases, I suppose, that the dressing room is much less phased by such a mighty potential run, well, not potential, a mighty run chase than perhaps it once was.
Yeah, I think 300's pretty much the norm. I think that J-Roy came in and said, oh, it's about par. And that was that, to be quite honest with you. There wasn't, Jason and I weren't, we didn't talk about it. We actually, I think I faced eight balls. I was 5 off 8 in the first 8 overs, and Jace was, he didn't get off to a flyer. Like, you've got Bhuvneshwar Kumar bowling with a new ball at the other end, whose skills are very good and never misses his length. So you've got to accept that they are going to bowl well. And I think that the way in which we were quite calm about it today, there wasn't a rush or anything like that. We were calm about the way that we started because it wasn't necessarily that flyer in the first 4 overs. And then the realization of we've got the skill sets to be able to catch that up and take it forward and go on from there. It happened in the last game. I think we were 135 off 14. And then I don't know the exact figures today, but it was another good power play. I think we were 60 off 10,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if we're up and about around there, then we're fairly happy because then we're able to take the game on.
I'm feeling good about Sunday, I imagine. It's a heck of a pitch to play on.
It's going to be a cracker. I think that's the exciting bit, isn't it? It's going to be a really good game. The two games so far have been entertaining and entertaining to watch. So we come here on Sunday knowing it's a must-win game. And that's the exciting part, isn't it? In the T20 series, we didn't get the right side of the must-win game. We need to come here. Did you say Sunday? I've lost track of the day.
That's
sorry.
The one. Yeah, Sunday.
Come here Sunday and make sure that we turn up for that game and make sure that we put our best foot forward.
Yeah, we've all lost any sense of date or time long ago, Johnny. I'm no different from you on that one. It's been going on for
bubble,
a year.
Bubble life.
Bubble life. Okay, well, we greatly admired your innings today and we appreciate your time now. Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, everyone.
Okay,
thanks
take a lot. Care. Okay, final word from you boys. England, more of the same, really, I think, isn't it? Bat positively. Do all you can with the ball, but the biggest lesson is if you've got a default position with the ball, go to the Yorker.
Yeah, and that is I think the ultimate. It wouldn't surprise me if Mark Wood comes in to give them a bit more oomph in that last game, potentially for one of the Curran brothers, and it gives England something extra. But like Johnny said, they're now taking the game to a whole new level. None of this, you know, this 40 bat for 40 overs and go big in the last 10 that India have got. England are blowing that out the water. England now believe they can chase anything. The challenge for England is if they lose the toss and end up having to bat first, what sort of total do they feel as though they can put out there for India if they have to chase? So it'll be the intriguing thing if it goes the other way. But if England have to chase on Sunday, I think we might end up with a positive end of the tour and an England win.
Well, definitely what we've seen from the first two games. But if they're chasing and it's the same similar total, I think England could quite easily make it a series victory. Realistically, if England would have won them first two, I think they would have batted first in the third one, just to have a look and realise those situations. Similar to with Virat Kohli, kept losing the toss in the T20s. And they won the series from batting first in most of the games. It would be a brave choice, wouldn't it, if you win the toss and bat first. And I don't think any of the two captains are going to do that.
Oh, well, Kohli keeps telling us he wants to bat first.
There's no way, mate. He wins the toss in that last game. Okay. He's not going to... He's going to want to do a clean sweep over England, yes, and win all three formats.
True,
and
true.
He'll be chasing because he does not know what a good total is.
No.
I thought 3-3-6 today was a match-winning total, and England have just made it look so easy.
Obliterated it, yeah. Virat's the world's great run chaser too, so we know what he'd prefer to do personally. Okay, boys, fascinating. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed our coverage of England's fabulous win here. A victory by 6 wickets, but my gosh, with 6.5 overs to spare, Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes, quite brilliant in the run chase. It was a day that sparkled. We go again on Sunday in the decider between these two fine teams. Meantime, we look back at today's highlights. Goodbye for now.
Topley in again. Oh, and that's caught brilliantly by Stokes at second slip. India 9 for 1.
And that is 50 for Virat Kohli. The minimum of fuss, really. He stood on the back foot, drove a length ball firmly down the ground to go to yet another international 50 for India. His own dressing room, a lot of young men in thrall of him.
And KL Rahul goes to another 50. It's his 10th.
Rashid is in! He's got Kohli this time! He's nicked it through to Joss Butler, and Kohli goes.
And it comes in, and Rishabh Pant has tried to smash him out of the ground, and I think he has smashed back over his head for 10.
Quite a hit if he's got it for 10 there, guy.
Well, he could have run in again. And that is flicked away, leg side, and what a 50 this is from Rishabh Pant. And suddenly, India and Rishabh Pant are motoring.
Rahul on strike, and the simplest single takes him to a superb 100. 100 to savour for KL Rahul.
And now he bangs it into the pitch. It goes high in the air. Yes, it will be caught safely too.
KL Rahul's innings comes to an end. And oh, Hardik Pandya! Oh, now, has Pant got much of this? His hand came off the bat. Of course he has. I can't believe I asked the question.
So miss it for 6 months.
Oh, Hardik. He's hit that even further. Oh, miles further. Now Hardik on strike, and he drives down the ground hard and long, over mid-off, well over mid-off. A magnificent shot. Six of the best from Hardik Pandya.
Prasidder to start a new over. Jason Roy's whacked him through mid-wicket.
Dismissive from Roy.
That's cut over the top of the wicketkeeper brilliantly by Jason Roy. What a shot that was.
Oh, now, big hit. Has he sliced it? Has he got it? What's the story? Morning glory. Six for Jason Roy, and he knows he didn't get that. He raises his bat for 50, and now he flicks one over mid-wicket for six more. Bang, bang, 6-6, Johnny B.
Wow.
Brilliant from Bairstow.
Absolutely.
And it took him to 50. How about that? What a shot to go to 50. Oh. One hit. Bairstow goes back here. And, oh, good stop. Kohli, is it? No, Rohit Sharma. Oh, that one is out.
Oh,
that's
no.
The most terrible mix-up.
Prasidder is in. It's driven to mid-off. It's driven past mid-off by Johnny Bairstow.
And Bairstow goes to smack him over mid-wicket, which he does clean as a whistle. He goes to 100 with a stroke to remember, and England are flying along in Pune.
Yeah, fantastic from Johnny Bairstow.
Tell you what, nobody's realised that it's Ben Stokes' 50, and nor did I. That's why they're all... That's quite funny, you know. Kuldeep Yadav rolling to Ben Stokes, who smashes him over long on for 6. Kuldeep again, and again Stokes now. Far enough, high enough, long enough, 6 enough. Here he is now. Oh, he's another one! High and long and 6. Phenomenal batting from Ben Stokes. 3 in a row. Oh, and Stokes goes again. This is the biggest of the lot. It's gone miles.
That's gone miles. It's one of those ones when you hit it, you go, oh.
In comes Bhuvaneshwar Kumar. It's a short ball.
Stokes has swung. Has he got a feather through to the keeper? He has. Ben Stokes is denied what would have been one of the most brilliant hundreds of all time. Oh, Johnny Bairstow's just driven it straight to Virat Kohli at short extra cover.
Oh, we can't lose this, surely.
Sitter is in. Bowls.
Right arm over and bowls Joss Butler.
Bhuvaneshwar Kumar responds with a short ball, but Livingston's hit even further over mid-wicket. Back-to-back sixes.
Any... pops it over the boundary for the maximum.
In again then, and Milan pulls that away. Oh, and there's a misfield. They'll certainly come back for a couple. England go past because of the no ball, and England have won by 6 wickets.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.